Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We were talking a little bit earlier about the announcement about Bruce Willis. He apparently is suffering from aphasia. So I want to read you the statement because I thought it was a bit weird. And maybe I'm not understanding this properly, but this is the statement. Here we go. To Bruce's amazing supporters, as family, we wanted to share that our beloved Bruce has been experiencing some health issues and has recently been diagnosed with aphasia, which is impacting his cognitive abilities. Now, my understanding is that I would have assumed it the other way around. Doesn't cognitive abilities or a cognitive decline of some sort cause aphasia? But we had to get the experts in because you know that I'll just make up the difference if I don't understand it properly. Dr. Michael Huth, specialist neurologist, a very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again. How are you doing?
Right, and you, Howard?
I am good, thank you. So first, what is aphasia?
Well, aphasia is a medical term that's used to describe the inability for the brain to use language properly. So the term aphasia, which means a complete lack of inability to use language, or dysphasia, where there's just a partial problem with language, means that the brain cannot either use the ability of language for either speech or for reading or writing. So really, we develop the use of language very early on in life. As a child is born and grows up, starts to understand names of items, starts to understand instructions prior to being able to speak, then learns to say certain words, name certain objects, repeat things, etc. So that use of language by the brain is very vital, obviously, and when it's abnormal, we call it an aphasia.
But is aphasia a symptom of another problem, or is aphasia a condition in of itself?
All right, so aphasia is a general broad umbrella term for a symptom, of abnormality of language.
Right.
And the way that it's tested is basically one would ask a patient, for example, to speak, to repeat things, to name objects, to read, to write, and then you would be looking at the ability of the patient to A, speak fluently, B, comprehend language, both reading and spoken language, the ability for them to repeat things you say, to name objects, and to read and write. And now that part of the brain is held on the left hemisphere of the brain.
Mm.
So anything, any disease process, Howard, that affects or damages the left side of the brain can then result and cause a symptom of an aphasia or problem with language.
So when they say in their statement that Bruce has been experiencing some health issues, he's recently been diagnosed with aphasia, which is impacting his cognitive abilities. I'm saying it should be the other way around.
Okay, so let me break this down for you. In the general umbrella term of cognition, or the mind's ability to think and to act, etc., one of the aspects is language.
Right.
So one would need memory, one would need language, one would need executive functioning or planning, one would need visual spatial abilities, all different little parts that make up cognition as a general umbrella term. And one of those is language. So if Bruce has an aphasia or has a problem with language, that is now affecting his ability to function cognitively in the world.
Right.
The flip side to that, to your sort of question or query, is that can an aphasia be a symptom of a cognitive disease process like a dementia?
Mm,
And the answer to that question is yes, it often is.
Right.
The inability to use language, problems with language, such as aphasia, are a big part a big part of different types of dementia, including the common Alzheimer's dementia, where people have word finding difficulty and they have they lose ability to use the names of objects, and they eventually lose language completely. And there are specific rarer types of younger dementias where speaking or language use is actually the very first thing to go. And those are diseases called like primary progressive aphasias. And those are specific diseases that affect language first in dementia. So, and like I said, any disease process affecting the left side of the brain where language is held can cause an aphasia, and one of them will be dementia. But the most common are strokes and head injuries or other types
and
of
marriage.
Damage
marriage.
To brain.
Marriage. Men suffer from aphasia when they get married, from what we're hearing.
Well, the minute the ring goes on, then your mouth has to close and you have to learn to shut up. Yeah.
Right. It's actually a terrible, terrible subject, but are there people that are more disposed to aphasia in your practice? Have you seen that there are people that are more vulnerable than others? I mean, Bruce Willis hasn't had a speaking part in years. Was he susceptible to this?
So I'm a big fan of Bruce Willis.
No, me too.
Movie.
But he never spoke.
He never really had to speak. His facial expressions and actions said it all. But really, there's no underlying risk factors. If you are unlucky enough to have a stroke on that side of the brain or to have a head injury on that side of the brain, it will lead to a problem with language. If you develop dementia, a language problem will be part of that dementia eventually, either early on or later on. So really, there's no specific, in the adults, should we say, there's no specific underlying risk factor to develop aphasia specifically outside of the risk factors for developing all these other usual common diseases like stroke and Alzheimer's, etc. So if you manage those risk factors for those big diseases, you won't have a risk of developing aphasia as part of those illnesses.
Right. Dr. Michael Huth, thank you for joining us and explaining to us